Governor Parnell today announced that Alaska is joining 19 other states in challenging the constitutionality of the new federal health care legislation. He singled out the part of the plan that requires people to purchase health care insurance, saying it expands federal government into the lives of Alaskans.
Health insurance at the price of freedom? No.
Joined by Attorney General Dan Sullivan, Parnell said the goal of the lawsuit, originally filed by the state of Florida, is to determine the limits to the power that Congress has over states. He says it's unreasonable to impose a tax penalty on people who can't or won't buy insurance.
I think Congress has used tax penalties like that, but I think it's obnoxious in this case when they go beyond their commerce powers and impose the tax penalty. I mean, that is the element of coercion that we are standing up against at this point.
The state legislature's most consistent advocate of health care has been Anchorage Democrat Hollis French, who points to a 1993 health care proposal from Republicans featuring the same requirement that individuals purchase insurance. French sees other similarities that the governor is overlooking.
There are already good analogies out there. Social Security is a good analogy. Medicare, Medicaid, national programs that people pay into to deliver benefits.
The decision to join the lawsuit has gotten the attention of the state's congressional delegation. Democratic Senator Mark Begich criticized the governor, saying the case will require resources that could be better directed toward improving the state's economy and protecting public safety. Senator Lisa Murkowski said she is encouraged the state is joining the suit. She adds that she is looking for ways to repeal other parts of the federal law. And Congressman Don Young also praised the governor's decision, saying the Health Care Act is an infringement on the liberties of the American people.